digital copy of Jones' entire mobile phone, including text messages and other things, to the attorney representing the plaintiffs in the defamation trial. And there was cartoonish stuff in there. Like, for example, there was a record of Alex Jones sending, according to the plaintiff's attorney, Alex Jones sent a naked picture of his own wife to Roger Stone, like bizarre cartoonish stuff. But also, because of the timeline of those text messages and that digital copy, it was reasonable to believe or to expect or to wonder that materials related to January 6th also would have been on that digital copy. And then we learned the January 6th committee wants Alex Jones' text messages. And now the reporting from CNN is Alex Jones' texts have been turned over to the January 6th committee. The article reads, approximately 2 years worth of text messages sent and received by conspiracy theorist Alex Jones have been turned over to the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th insurrection, a person familiar with the matter said to CNN. The messages were handed over to the committee by Mark Bankston, the attorney who represented the Sandy Hook parents, who successfully sued Jones in Texas and won nearly $50 million in the civil trial. Bankston would only tell CNN that he is cooperating with the committee. The committee declined to comment. During the trial, as you might recall, Bankston revealed one of Jones' lawyers messed up and inadvertently sent him the 2 years of text messages that Bankston and Bankston also said during the trial, the committee expressed interest in the material. You know, it's a really good thing that so many of the people behind January 6th, involved in January 6th, and in this case, representing individuals involved with January 6th, speaking, of course, of Alex Jones' attorney, are kind of doofuses. It's very useful and it aids the investigation to proceed that a lot of these people don't seem to be playing with a full deck, or, you know, the wheel is spinning, but the hamster's dead, whatever metaphor or phrase you want to apply to it. Now, none of this means that there are going to be consequences. I think, as we now have learned of the FBI raid of Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home, it's entertaining. It feels like at least he's suffering a little because they raided his home. But I am not assuming that Trump is going to be indicted, or that if he is, that there will be consequences. We will have to wait and see. And similarly, the fact that the committee now has the text messages of Alex Jones, even though it was not Jones' intention for the committee to have them, doesn't necessarily mean that there's going to be consequences. Now, one of the things that is important to remember is anytime you're dealing with leaks or transfers of information, the right wingers love to pull this double standard. When it came to the Hunter Biden laptop, they didn't care how the blind computer tech got it. They didn't care about anything in terms of due process or discovery or finding it. It didn't matter. It was what's on the laptop. Now they're saying, what? Well, hold on a second. What about due process? This was an accident. What about attorney-client privilege? What about invasion of privacy? What about free speech? They'll throw whatever they can at the wall to say the content of the text messages does not matter. All that matters is how did the January 6th committee obtain the text messages? Predictable people. We will see what happens and what the next step is in terms of the committee and Alex Jones. Remember, the committee expected to hold more hearings. I believe they said in September, so we will see. One little final follow-up from the weekend CPAC. This is Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin is fascinating. We have covered Sarah Palin for a really long time because back in 2008, she was the late Senator John McCain's vice presidential running mate. And at the time, she became known to us for her incomparable word salads and her abject failure at using language to communicate. She just couldn't do it. You saw her mouth moving. You heard things coming out. Some of them were words, but it didn't fit together in any way that made sense. It's sort of like if you made a dish for dinner and like you see a plate and you're aware that there's pasta in the toilet and you saw tomato sauce on top of the fridge. Like individually, these are elements of food, but it's not coming together in any way that makes sense. Now, similarly, when Sarah Palin appeared at CPAC over the weekend, she was apparently trying to quote Abraham Lincoln, and she is so visibly confused and so incoherently trying to use language that I don't know what the hell she's talking about. It also looks like she has a massive, gaudy Star of David hanging from her neck. I mean, every aspect of this is whacked, and whatever is going on with her seems to be getting worse and worse. Maybe she was referring to a Lincoln log. I don't know, but this doesn't sound like anything I've ever heard Lincoln say.
And what they're doing is usurping the power from the other two branches of government, the judiciary and the legislative branch. We can't allow that to happen. Things like that that create this atrophy in the foundation of America will destroy America. It's like Lincoln said, we're not going to be destroyed from foreign forces coming on in. It's going to be from within if we allow things that are so anti-constitutional to be.
What we're going to do right here is go back, way back, back into time, when the only people that existed were troglodytes, cavemen, cave women, Neanderthal, troglodytes. Let's take the average caveman at home. Listening to his
cereal. All right, welcome aboard. Back at it again. Zombo's Deep Archive. Going back into time. Today, we are getting back to July the 24th, 13 years ago, 2009. And let's see what I was doing back then. Probably not too dissimilar from what I'm doing now or what I'll be doing tomorrow. Tomorrow is my regular show, Zombo in Your Brain, right here on this here station, WRCT, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. But boy, I sure do enjoy going back into time and listening to these shows from 13 years ago. They're so crispy. They're well preserved. They're like a can of Pringles. So let's open up that can and dig into July the 24th. It'll be so nice. A nice picnic, July 24th, 13 years ago. Get some Pringles. And okay, I got to get into the show. All right, Zombo in Your Brain.
orquesta de los presos empezó a tocar. Tocaron rock and roll y todo se animó. Y un cuate se paró y empezó a cantar el rock. Todo el mundo a bailar. Todo el mundo en la prisión. Corrieron a bailar el rock. El gato le sabía dar al saxofón. Y que mal le sonaba duro al trombón. Mari batería se decidió tocar. Y toda la cárcel se puso a bailar el rock. Dijo al 23, óyeme mi cuate, vamos a bailar. Párate volando a rock and rollear. El rock de la cárcel va a comenzar. El rock, todo el mundo a bailar. Todo el mundo en la prisión. Corrieron a bailar el rock. Quiso bailar, se fue al rincón y se puso a llorar. Llegó el carcelero y le dijo así: el rock de la cárcel es para gozar. El rock, todo el mundo a bailar. Todo el mundo en la prisión. Corrieron a bailar el rock. El ronco dijo al gordo: es mi oportunidad. No hay quien me vea y me puedo pelar. Haz lo que quieras, pero yo no voy. Pues yo no quiero dejar de bailar el rock.
In Pittsburgh, WRCT.
All right, hey, how are you bums? Rambo here. Yes, in your brain already. Today's the J Show. That is right, all songs that begin with a letter J. And what we heard, this is Jack the Ripper by Link Ray. And we heard Los Tin Tops, The Cramps, and Dean Carter, all with their ripping version of Jailhouse Rock. We started things off a little back then with the Galaxy Trio's version of this song, Jack the Ripper, which I think is the ultimate version of Jack the Ripper, even though Link Ray wrote Jack the Ripper. So if you want to hear, this is weird. I tried calling the station. Oh, it's 621 WRCT. I tried calling Kenny Joe to tell him I was being late, and somehow I put 361 WRCT. So I am corrected. There it is. The phone number, if you want to call with a song that begins with the letter J, 412-621-WRCT. You know, having brain damage can have its positive effects. Old Economy Village, that's what I'm talking about. How about some other music? Yeah, we're gonna. I want to get my bin. Oh, yeah, how about the ever funny, ironic air quotes, gimme, gimme, and the me first guy. All right, this is Old Economy Village I want to tell you about. All right? Yeah, usually I wait a little bit later to you know, explode with my Old Economy Village organism. And Old Economy Village was founded in 1824. This is giving me juiced up. Feel it? You can feel it, huh? It's a national landmark site located in Ambridge, PA. Restored buildings are furnished. It so feels so weird doing Old Economy Village this early. Seems weird. Crazy. I just don't know, you know, it's like kickstarting me, like I'm trying to start the car on the winter. Restored buildings are furnished with collections from the Harmony Society, a German communal group known for its industrial prosperity and text. And there's going to be people calling me around 1 o'clock on, hey, you going to do Old Economy Village today? And I said, I'm sorry, I did Old Economy Village at 10:20. And they're going, no. And I said, you did Old Economy Village at 10? Around 10 o'clock, you talked to us about Old Economy. And I did. How about that? Every week, it's a surprise. Every week, just when you're like, we think Old Economy Village is waiting in the bushes.
waiting to ambush you. What do you know? Here it comes, right out of the chute. Ed Zombo, he's unpredictable. He's hazy. Doing that old economy village at 10:20 in the morning. I wasn't expecting that. Dang. Oh, good. Me first in the gimme gimme guy's done. And this is the Jason Martinko review, local guys. And this is called Rattle Shake, Rattle Trap. Back to old economy village. That's a German communal group. No, home. Man, this is great getting this old economy village out of the way. Known for its industrial prosperity and textiles, manufacturing, railroads, and vine making. Visitors may visit the traditional tradesmen. Is there any other kind of tradesmen? They're a traditional tradesmen. And perform historic chores. I know when I go somewhere, all I'm thinking of what kind of chore I can do. They can view formal gardens, paintings, and tools. The site is open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5, Sunday, noon to 5. And for more information, 724-266-45 Kabillion. Or go to oldeconomyvillage.org. Those last 17 zeros don't really matter. All right. Thanks for your donor support. Animal Friends stands at the forefront of animal welfare in our region, and the donations enable Animal Friends to intervene on the behalf of abused animals. Oh, great. I want to tell you about abused animals. Excellent. I was just getting my old economy village on, and I got to tell you about abused animals. Well, anyhow, they shelter pets, homeless pets. There we go. They educate the community about compassion. Oh, man. Decrease pet population with spaying and neutering and so much, much more. Visit thinkingoutsidethecage.org to learn more how to make a donation today. So get your donation on. There we go. How about that? I want to know about a show that's on. Man, Zombo is on fire today. He's on fire. I want to tell you about globalization. It's here. Listen to Sound Smorgasbord for the latest and greatest international hits with Kimmy. How come everybody reads this one? Every time I turn on the radio station and think someone's going to say, hey, doing the Zombo show, I never hear it. They always talk about Kimmy's show. What is that? What up with that? What up with that? That's what I want to know. Might as well finish this Jack the Ripper. So it's Kimmy's show is globalization. And everybody talks about this Kimmy show. Sunday, 9 to 11 p.m. only on WRCT. Somehow somebody's loading this in the promo bin. I think Kimmy comes in here before every show and scurries her promo card in front of everybody else and puts Zombo's way in the back. I never hear. Every time I tune in, I go, hey, let me listen to the radio, and maybe some other DJ will say, read Zombo's promo, and I might, you know, entrap a new listener. But no, it's always globalization is here. Listen to Sound Smorgasbord for the latest and greatest international hits with Kimmy. Sunday, 9 to 11. I need Kimmy as a PR agent. I gotta talk to this gal. I gotta talk to Kimmy. There's something fishy at this station. You know, something just ain't right. Something ain't right most of the times here. What's going on at Zombo Gallery tonight is something you do not want to miss. And if you do miss it, well, then just chalk it up as another thing that you missed. Another thing that you will regret on your deathbed. And I should have went to Zombo Gallery for the closing of Wayno's show. That's right, we wait every year for Wayno's show to come by. And this year is amazing. It's File Under Pop. It's all like everything from like David Bowie to old blues guys to Captain Beefheart. That's all his like really kick-ass artwork of all these like music legends. And I think there's a really cool Lenny Bruce and a Richard Pryor. It's really neat. And that is tonight. It's only 6 to 9 o'clock tonight. So pop by Zombo Gallery. And I threw a bunch of new junk in the casket of savings. So there we go. That's a big coffin in the middle of the gallery. Where I just heap up nearly useless garbage and sell it for nearly nothing. That's what life's about. So how are you? That is so good to hear from you. Today's show is all Jay. That's right. Oh, by the way, I'd like to thank the folks for coming out to Kelly's last night. You know, weird stuff. I like it. I brought the chess game. So I think it'd be great. People want to bring chess games and play chess at Kelly's. Oh, the Jabberwocky song. This is Jack Palance. Zombo in your brain.
Oh, I growl. I am Skull. I am known by my horrible howl. My teeth are nefarious, my methods are various. It's simply hilarious to see how the fear I'm delivering can keep them all quivering. They're shaking and shivering for me. Oh, I howl and paw. I can sniff troublemakers like snuff. I'm full of hostility and no amiability. No trace of humility have I. A natural vulgarian, a regular barbarian. I am no vegetarian, that's why. I eat snails and worms, and especially puppy dog's tails. I rule this land, they're in the palm of my hand, and it's as nice a situation as can be. They run hither and thither, they're all in the dither of a slither and slither and jabber, jabber, blithering, blathering, slithering, blithering.
Thank you. J'aime rester près de toi, ouais, j'aime t'avoir dans mes bras. J'aime, c'est si bon, crois-moi, avec toi.
Quoi, hein?
Tu es enlacé sur le sable au soleil, dans le bleu du ciel, on voit mille merveilles. On est amoureux comme il n'est pas permis, en jetant l'on s'aimera toute la vie. Oui, j'aime, ne le vois-tu pas, ouais. J'aime t'avoir près de moi. Oh, j'aime, avoue comme moi que tu aimes.
Quoi?
J'aime lorsque tu es là, ouais. J'aime rester près de toi. J'aime, c'est si bon, crois-moi, avec toi.
When you play the game of life, you've got trouble, you've got strife. Jack of diamonds is a hard card to find. Life is like a game of cards, but it's very, very hard. Jack of diamonds is a hard card to find. Jack of diamonds, Jack of diamonds, diamonds is a hard card to find. Money made us part. Jack of diamonds is a hard card to find. She said life is just a bet, but I've never won it yet. Jack of diamonds is a hard card to find. Jack of diamonds, Jack of diamonds, diamonds is a hard card to find. Jack of diamonds, Jack of diamonds, diamonds is a hard card to find. Leave him, Jimmy.
Sunrise till sundown. Jack of diamonds was his game. Jack of diamonds, you brought me misery. Jack of diamonds, you stole my love from me.
chips on the table. He had a gun by his side. They watched him as he shuffled, but no one saw him hide. The Jack of Diamonds, oh, Jack of Diamonds, oh, you brought me misery. Jack of Diamonds, oh, Jack of Diamonds, oh, you stole my love from me. He won $1,000, then he got ready to leave. But as he picked up his winnings,
Respond to romance, Jack, you dead. when a chick is smiling at you, even though there's nothing said. If you stand there like a statue, Jack, you dead. You've been always kicking, but you stubbed your toes when you ups and kicks the bucket, just like old man Moe. When you get no kicks from loving and you blow your top instead, it's a fact that you ain't living. Jack, you dead. Nobody, since you gone and lost your head, rigor mortis or set in daddy, Jack, you dead. What's the use of having muscles when your life hangs by a thread? If you ain't got no red corpuscles, Jack, you dead. You've been always kicking, but you stubbed your toes when you ups and kicks the bucket, just like old man Moe's. When you get no kicks from loving and the news begin to spread, all the cats will holler, murder, Jack, you dead. All the breath is leaked out of you. When your friends gather around the bed and look at you and say, don't he look natural? When that happens to you, daddy, Jack, you dead.
There's a good-natured janitor I used to know when I lived in a tenement house long ago. To watch children play was her great desire, but she was afraid they would start a fire. And all throughout the day, she'd lecture the children and say, I don't care if you play on the sidewalk, I don't mind if you dance in the hall, you may even play ball on the staircase, or with chalk scratch your name on the wall. I don't care if you ransack the basement, if you're happy, then I'm happy too. But don't stick a burning cigar into my can.
I won't tolerate it.
That's all that I ask of you. I don't care if you smash out a window. I don't mind if you slide down the rail. I don't care if you play with my pussy, just as long as you don't pull her tail. I don't care if you pull off the molding, I'll forgive anything that you do. But don't stick a burning cigar into my can.
You want to start a fire?
That's all that I ask of you. Hetsky, Betsky, that's all that I ask of you. Shoot the fendel, don't be vandal.
Jack is kind of confused, sweet and mean. Not good for you. Jackie attack. Ripcage crack. Jackie Chan, he chop a man down with the edge of his bare hand. Jackie Chan does kung fu. He'll stand and fight till he's black and blue. Jackie Chan, he's quick as a whip. Jackie Chan, he kicks from the hip. Jackie Chan does kung fu. He's flesh and bone and tough sinew. Kung fu. Not good for you. Jackie attack. Rib cage crack.
Jelly Belly, that's his name. Picture hangs in the Hall of Fame. Jelly Belly, what a guy. Five foot tall and 5 foot wide. Why? Jelly Belly, tried and true, can't bend over to tie his shoe. Jelly Belly smokes cigars, pretty women and Cadillac cars. To kiss. Jelly Belly, Jelly Belly, can't get close enough to kiss.
Looks like I was doing a show with songs all in the letter J. So chugging along the alphabet back there. That was Zombo's Deep Archive, and it's still going to continue for another couple hours. 3 hour show here. The show was originally 5 hours long. So I was doing 5 hours of songs that began with J. So you're getting 3 hours that begin with J. So I was obviously doing an alphabet kind of theme kind of thing. And the show originally aired July the 24th, 2009. A little over 13 years ago, or a little under, just about 13 years ago. And yeah, it's a fun show, man. I forgot how many good J songs there were. All right, you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, Zombo's Deep Archives. And once again, of course, if I'm mentioning anything as far as any events or anything like that, pay no attention. 13 years ago. Let's dig into another section of the show from July 24th, 2009, Zombo Deep Archive.
Thank you. beat George Jetson. His boy Elroy. Daughter Judy. Jane, his wife. If and there he shakes your hand, you better wear an iron glove. Yeah, better wear an iron glove.
If a feller's car quit going, and he plumb asked me if I'd give his car a little push, and I pushed it off a cliff.
Contest, Jethro will come through. He don't just pitch the horseshoes, he'll pitch the horses too.
Yeah, he'll pitch the horses too. Jethro's a powerful man, he's a man who wins. He can look at you'll nearly tell what time it is. Yeah, nearly tell what time it is.
When it comes to ciphering numbers, Jethro's mind is strong. He can add clean up to ten, and he's hardly ever wrong.
Yeah, he's hardly ever wrong.
Took me bowling, I threw the ball so hard, I knocked down half the building on Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah, on Sunset Boulevard. Jethro's a powerful man, strength he knows not of. If and ever he shakes your hand, you better wear an iron glove. Yeah, better wear an iron glove.
Thank you.
yeah, I love this song so much. Jacqueline and Caroline.